is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
Shut up!
With Travis Bowles.
I am looking at you two fat bastards right now, and I'm like, there's no way people in America are going hungry.
Well, my son told me today that he didn't like hot dogs. How could you not like wieners? You just keep the wieners coming. What any chance?
Pete McCarthy.
Comes with two sets of hands, because sometimes you need gloves, sometimes you don't. The AIDS epidemic in Africa, hunger in the United States, and not having spare hands.
I just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
Chicks love to show their body off. It's the only thing they got nowadays. But she was married to Roger Rabbit, so she had his last name. She obviously wasn't going to hyphenate because she's a real woman.
So what if a favorite toys just happen to be half-naked muscular men? All right, everybody, welcome to a special episode of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. We're doing a little impromptu thing. We're on Facebook Live, and we have a mic out here. It's a new mic. Kind of more of a test than anything else with the recent Podomatic debacle. Not able to get our podcast out to you the way we always have for the last 2 years, and it's really annoying, and it's causing me stress and all kinds of anxiety. I'm not a happy camper, but we do have this nice, awesome new mic here, and we're going to try that out. And what this is for is we're going to use this for, like, when we have those big roundtable discussions like we did just a couple episodes ago. And as you heard there, we were trying to fit six guys around a round table and share four mics, and that doesn't always come over the airwaves so well. So we thought, hey, why not try out this mic, see how it works, and go on Facebook Live at the same time. So here we are. And how are we doing, guys?
I'm doing wonderful. The Podomatic stuff is driving me crazy, but I was able to download the episode, so I got to listen to it. And I feel like hopefully they're going to get it fixed. I mean, we're paying money. You'd think it'd be something that they would get fixed.
Yeah, you would think. It's so frustrating for me, but I think I'm right in them. At first, you couldn't download it or anything, and I think I'm right in that most people do download it. I never do. I always stream it when I listen to it.
Gotcha.
But what do you do?
I probably would say I stream it too. But if you think about it, you know, there's some of our listeners that they just listen on Facebook. You know, they click the link.
Yeah.
And I think then that just streams right from Podomatic. But yeah. Anyway, regardless, we're still moving here.
And so. The sucky part is I really thought that episode was kind of fun.
It was really fun.
You know.
And well, hopefully people get to enjoy it. Joe Crazy Bill says, Steve, you just need to medicate. Okay? You just need to
medicate. I am medicated, Bill. This is still the leftover angst that I have that the medication is not able to handle. Why do we have an open door back there that everybody keeps looking at and it keeps irritating?
My daughter walked in randomly. I don't know what she's doing back there.
And walked out.
Did she leave the door?
Lori Hunt said, holy S, that beard. And just to show this off, because I've been off work, look what I've been able to do. And I'm going to say this is the biggest beard I've ever had in my life. Except for that one girl I dated in high school. But I'm pretty...
She was your beard?
She was my beard. I'm pretty happy with this. I mean, like, I got people saying stuff about it all the time, mostly. Chloe, what do you think about the beard?
I like it.
Yeah, see? It's cool.
She said he looks like a real man thing.
Yeah.
I'd say he looks like a man thing, too.
Yep.
So...
Blue Cooler Cap said Pete's back door is always open.
It's true.
That's true.
It's true. Actually, I got to see Luke last night. We hooked up and traded boxes, so that was fun. I gave him back a box, I believe it was number one, and then I got the box number three given to me, which had some cool stuff in it. I'll be doing a Facebook Live video on that. So keep it up, Luke. That's a lot of fun, man. I've enjoyed the traveling toy box. So, and some fun conversation. I haven't got a chance to catch up with Luke in a while. That was cool. So,
how long are you going to be here, Chloe?
Chloe, you want to be part of the podcast?
Chloe could be the camera girl.
Chloe, would you be the camera girl?
Sure.
Awesome.
So, Chloe, ooh, this is a real simple process. Okay, we're going to put you, I would say, probably in
listen
this
to Travis seat. Instruct a young girl. This is what here. He does. He's a volleyball coach.
Yeah. And all you got to do, I mean, you know how to work this. I mean, you're, but you got to read us the comments.
Okay. And you're okay to say whatever is on there. So,
Dad said.
No problems. I trust you.
And we understand if you can't get all three of us in the shot all the time.
Just move it to whoever's talking. So, yeah. Keep it on me.
And you might not be able to keep up with every comment.
Right.
Just try to pick the good ones.
Right.
So, what was our plan tonight? Did we have a plan for this episode? Because I was totally weird. Hey, we're going at 7:30, which we didn't. And
we wouldn't have had to go at 7:30 if you would have just fixed Podomatic.
Well, so I think we could do a regular episode from a standpoint. I brought some toys I'd like to show off. And I got a fun little story. I don't really have any toy drama. Let's talk about the drama, though.
Eric says, how many of those Super 7 MOTU, I don't know what that is, are you buying, Travis? And then Chris says, great, we don't have to look at the ceiling anymore.
Can we start to reference this? The post, the comment I made the other day on the Skeletor pick, the Skeletor box, it was blacked out. That Skeletor is not going to look any different than any other Skeletor you've gotten. It's just basically the same Skeletor again, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Wrong.
Hard to hear.
Wrong.
It's hard to hear? Hard to hear is what they're saying.
It's a little hard to hear.
Okay. Who said it?
Luke.
Who? Luke, you might have to turn your volume up.
Yeah, there's a knob on the side of your phone, Luke.
We'll try to turn our volume up if you try to turn yours up. Deal?
What's different about this Skeletor that they're releasing, that specialty as seen on TV Skeletor?
Because the old Skeletor was not as seen on TV, because the old Skeletor was made before the cartoon. So the traditional Filmation Skeletor that we grew up watching on TV was a, you know, he had a skull face and a blue body, obviously, but he had his own look. He was not the, he did not have the same exact characteristics as the toy. So these new ones are modern interpretations of what they would have done in the 80s had they given us a Filmation cartoon inspired Skeletor and He-Man and Hordak and She-Ra so far. That's why guys like me that are stupid and crazy in love with MOTU are so excited, because, you know, when you're a kid, I was, especially for MOTU fans that are a little younger than me, that their introduction to He-Man was the cartoon, and then you get the toy, and Skeletor's got he's got green around his skull, and he's got his hat, his hood looks more like a bonnet, and you can see his neck. You know, that's not the exact same thing, so you just look at the toy, you look at the cartoon. Me, my first introduction was the toy, so that toy always works for me, but there's a lot of people out there that are just like, you know, this is the Skeletor I wanted as a child. And I wanted one, too. And I want the old one, too, and any other one they make, too. So, That's the difference.
Eric, I will probably buy 4 sets. Maybe 5. 5 sets would put me at $400. 80 times 5.
I'm sure it's going to be $20 shipping, though. Well, not per set, though.
Yeah. I probably would be in that range.
Check that math, AP Calc. Good, good.
Because they will. Steve made a good point. He-Man Skeletors, they sell. So I will not probably keep a single one for me, though. I'll just flip all those. So, yeah. I think they're ugly.
Which was totally not on your radar.
No, not
really. I called him up, and you know what he says to me? He says, I said, hey, Trav, what are you doing? Are you going to get these new toys for your business? And he says, you're not the guy I listen to for that stuff.
That goes back to a story where I went and bought some He-Man stuff, and Steve was my wingman, and the guy had like 5 Swift Winds, and Steve's like, eh, meh. And then we looked up Swift Wind, and he was selling for like $125.
We looked up Swift Wind months later.
Yes.
When I was there, Swift Wind was evergreen at Matty Collector, and he was $35.
So he jumped. He jumped.
Yes, he's dried up. He sold out at Matty Collector.
Don't try and ruin the story. Just go with it.
Were you trying to make me look stupid? And I'm not stupid.
You can't be right all the time.
You had a guy hold a product for an entire day at a con, and they tried to pay him $30 for a $100 figure. So I don't.
You said 30, right?
I mean, I'm not trying to beat a dead Swiftwind here, but that's what happened. So.
Yep. So, why aren't we at JoeCon? What's you guys' reasons?
The company that was going. there was actually a discussion, and I had talked about being interested. It's just this time of the year, it's just crazy. I just didn't have the. I'm off this weekend, but between graduation, open houses, and soccer just wrapping up, it just didn't happen for me. So. Realistically, if Kyle Moore would have gone, I would have gone because he's my homie. But so,
and you, it's all PowerCon, ain't it?
Mostly, that's the reason I didn't plan to go to JoeCon.
And this is the last JoeCon ever.
Yeah,
or, that's what they're saying.
Yeah, that's what it's being billed as. For me, it is. I'm going to PowerCon in August. I'm saving all my money for there. You know, Guillermo, the guy that is behind Plastic Crack, which I'm hoping is going to be out very soon, he was giving me all kinds of hell because I wasn't going to JoeCon, and he wanted me to go. And I thought I had a wedding the same weekend, which I didn't. I had the date wrong, so the wedding was actually, if I'm being honest, the wedding was last weekend. I didn't realize JoeCon was this weekend. So, but. Even regardless of that, I just can't spend the money when, flying out to California for PowerCon. And plus, there's only so many weekends in a summer, and I'm gone so much. You know, I was gone to that wedding and everything, and it's just like,
you're so popular.
It's not that I'm popular. No. I'm just a family man.
You're just a family man.
Yeah. Yeah, I got too much
stuff. Don't lie in front of my family, man.
So yeah, I would love to be at JoeCon. It would be awesome. It is quite a ways away for us. I mean, it's Chattanooga. I have to go.
But that's not a bad. I mean, it's not a bad drive. You got 4 guys doing it. But Chattanooga's what, 12 hours, 14 hours?
I'm guessing something like that. We lost our camera woman.
Thank you. I love you.
Yeah, I love you.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. Oh my gosh. Trav doesn't have to work tomorrow. He'll run me home.
So. That's the woman that, for some reason, puts up with Peter. We're still trying to figure it out.
Love you guys.
She was made in a lab specifically to put up with annoying people.
She's a mythical creature.
She's a saint. She's an absolute saint. So, yeah. Can we talk about the message from last night? The Facebook group message about what we're going to do on July 11th? Can we talk about that or no? Or is that super secret?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
At this point.
All right. Never mind, guys. Sorry.
Hobby Lobby said weird science.
Weird science? Yeah, dude. That's what I'm talking about.
That's where Amanda came from.
Yeah. We hooked her up to a Barbie doll. Like they did. Have you seen this?
I actually watched this show. They did like a remake of the show when I was younger.
They did?
On USA.
Really? Yep.
And it was Vanessa Angel was the woman they created. And I remember just murdering my unborn children in the shower thinking about her. So... Hmm. Hey, by the way, my daughter's gone now that I said that, just so you guys know. I didn't say that in front of her, so.
You would have.
I would have. Yeah. Probably would have. So, she has a boyfriend. Well, that's weird. I'm talking about family stuff. So,
yeah.
She actually, like, referred to him as her boyfriend in front of me, and that's how I found out that it was official, you know? So.
Well, I know you don't listen to podcasters, but I just had a discussion about that with Katie and the difficulties of adapting to that situation. For me, this is the first go-around for me. She's already had a boyfriend before, correct? So this isn't the...
Yeah, yep. So, but it's still very new territory. You want to know where we fucked up, Steve?
Where's that?
Medicated skin pads and braces. We should have left Chloe all pimpled up and gross. We should have left Katie's poor teeth, you know, not as straight as they should be.
Her teeth were jacked.
So we should have done that. That's our fault.
Yeah.
Because it's every father's dream to have their daughters be smelly, fat, and ugly until after they get a college education.
Well, that's so assuming you're going to push your daughters into a college education. I have a different way of parenting. So my idea of it is I tell my daughters above all, be pretty.
Be pretty.
That's the number one thing in
marry a doctor.
Be pretty. Don't worry about your college education that you're going to want all kinds of money from me for, that you're going to have an epiphany when you're 25 that you want to be a stay-at-home mom. That's what's going to happen because that's you know,
Well, what is she going to do with her liberal arts degree then, Steven?
Girls have it made because whatever they want to do, it's okay. If they want to be a career woman, we say good for you. If they want to be a stay-at-home mom, we say good for you. If they want to go volunteer their time, good for you. If a guy says, I don't want to work, dirtbag, it's a woman's world, we're living in it, and that's just the way it is. So
I don't often agree with you, Stephen, but you are absolutely dead right. It's the reverse of...
I got to give my brother credit on that one, because that's actually his shtick. But, so I tell my daughters, above all else, be smart, get an education, do something you love. Do something that you really love. Go save the parrots that are
living in Kyle's
population
house.
Is going down in the forest, and do all that stuff you love, but above all, be hot so you can get a dude who makes some coin. Pop out a couple of kids. If you don't like them, leave them, take half a shit. That's what you do. That's how to get ahead nowadays. You gotta be hot, smoking hot. So that's why I fixed her teeth. So as much as it breaks my heart she's got a boyfriend, you know, it's like...
Have you met him?
Oh, yeah. He calls me Mr. Bisciotti because I told him to call me Mr. Bisciotti.
I met my daughter's boyfriend, and I said, how you doing? Good. Nice to meet you. You too. And I said, so you got districts this weekend. Baseball, huh? He said, yep. I said, what position do you play? I don't know. And I said, what do you mean you don't know? Well, I mean, I don't just play one position. Like they move me around a little bit, but primarily I'm a first baseman. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. And we were at a soccer game, and you have two options. There's parking lots on either side of the school, and Chloe was parked at one side with my wife. Well, he happened to have parked on the other side by me, so he had to walk all the way out to the parking lot with me and Uncle Dylan, my younger brother. Asking him questions. Super solid kid, nice family, but I just don't like it. I don't think I'll ever like it. I mean, no, it is what it is, I guess.
Elizabeth Curry said, "Hey, pretty boys."
What's up, Liz? Hezbollah, Iraq.
Matthew Rodriguez jumps in and says, "That's what Steve looks like. I never would have thought. His voice doesn't sound like that at all."
My voice sounds... I hate my voice.
Oh, you got a great voice.
No,
my voice is bad. Okay.
No, I like your voice.
What's really funny is Azus is on there going, yeah, whatever you say, Rodriguez, you're not even close to Puerto Rican. So, you know, don't sound like how you look.
Maybe we should drop the toy gig and just talk about life.
I can talk about life. I'll tell anybody that wants to listen about anything ever in the history of the world.
Maybe you guys could do your own podcast for that one.
Travis just can't handle it.
So, Trav, what are your thoughts on... Yeah, I don't care. Okay, moving on.
Let's talk about some toys.
All right. Well, wait, why are you going to JoeCon? Did we already say that?
No, I am not going to JoeCon because, let's see. One, I had surgery. I had a hernia fix, so I got that fixed. No more Quado. He's gone. And so I kind of knew that was going to be an issue. But I've been to JoeCon, and I didn't love it. It's bad.
They're just not Mythic Legions, you know?
The hard part is I was there with my family. I don't think I even had a friend there. Bill was there, but I don't think at the time Bill and I were what we are now.
Right. What are you?
You were friend zoned at the time. You weren't having sex.
Yes.
Right.
So I think that was a big part of it. And so, don't get me wrong, me and Kane had a ton of fun. He loved it. The stuff people make, you know, there's diode competition. I mean, amazing stuff. There was like a flag made of Legos. I mean, there was amazing stuff there. But I didn't get the community part of it, so that made it hard. Whereas when we go to cons now, we got friends and all that stuff. So, it wasn't that big of a deal to me. Now, I also, I would want to vend at it if I was going to be there. And I just am not in the condition right now to vend. So that's the hard part. I wish I could have. But the hard part, too, is you got to have like 80% of your booth has to be Joe's. And
yeah, makes it difficult. Right. But, right. I understand.
We should have just brought Joe Crazy Bill and Joe Ryan. Hey, look at all these Joes we got in here. We're doing fine.
We got some Joes.
We got some Joes.
I understand what you're saying too.
Joe Corzine involved.
Yeah.
When I was at JoeCon as well. And the thing is, you guys
went when it was in Indy, correct?
We didn't go together. Me and Joe Crazy Bill went.
You went to a different one. You didn't go to Indy.
I went to Springfield, Illinois.
Yes.
Okay. But you went to Indy.
Yes.
So they were quite a bit closer than.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And if it'd been in Indy,
right,
we would have went.
Right.
Yeah.
Would have been a little different.
But I really enjoy panels. And Travis, I don't think you really do you?
No, he doesn't want to hear about anything ever.
Yeah.
So
I did really like me and Joe. I mean, me and Bill drove down for the day. And so we caught a few panels there. They did the reveals of the new figures that were coming out when there was figures coming out.
And that's another part of the hard part for me.
That's when they revealed that Gung Ho. There were some great figures that came that time.
And they're not revealing any new figures this time around?
We don't know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's the last JoeCon. I would think not, but I'll be happy if they do.
Yeah. Is the Joe Collectors Club tied to JoeCon? Is that all the same organization?
So they put it on, I think.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So they're doing, I think they're doing reveals of figures they're doing, but.
Right.
Yeah. Eric wants to know, when am I going to do keto?
Keto.
What's keto look like?
I'm pretty close to diabetic ketoacidosis. Does that count?
I will tell you, if you go back and look at Eric's photos since he has started keto.
Oh, yeah.
Holy. Is he doing keto?
Yeah.
Basically how my brother eats.
He's not still fat anymore?
He's not even close to fat, dude.
Oh, you left the fat club, Brink?
No.
Oh.
Munez.
Oh, Eric Munoz. Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, God. Eric Brink's still fat, everybody. Okay. Woo! I was concerned. All right. I don't know what Eric Munoz looks like, do I?
He looks hot now.
But he's not Eric Robelli hot. Are all of our friends either Eric or Joe? Is that how this works?
Eric used to be hot, but I'm not digging the long hair anymore. I don't think I'm into him anymore like that.
I love the long hair.
So. Good for you, Munoz, excuse me. I need to make a life change, and it starts right here. And it's not going to happen. Because I don't have the willpower. I don't have the desire. There's a couple reasons to lose weight. One, to get chicks. I already get it on the steady. And to boost your confidence, I'm incredibly overconfident for a fat ass anyways. I can get skinny. I'm still ugly. I'm still going to be balding. There's just no advantage to me. And realistically, the healthier I get, the longer I'm going to live. The longer I live, it's going to be wheelchairs and catheters and so. Besides, I have my one weight loss goal is all numbers, and it's 8. And I want 8. I wanted to take 8 pallbearers to carry my casket. That's my weight loss goal. So, I guess it is what it is. But
as opposed to the 12 it would take right now.
Yes. Yes. So honestly, how much do you guys weigh? You got to know. You got to be pretty close to knowing with being in the hospital.
I am 250.
250. Steve,
light one. I haven't checked in a very long
Lost
time.
Lost 15 pounds since surgery, though.
Right.
So I was 265.
I haven't checked in a very long time, but I'm over 300.
Okay. I don't understand. I look at pictures of us, and we are almost 100 pounds different, and I don't know where it's at.
Yeah.
I would love to be like, that's because I got a big old dick. That's not it. It's not because I got a big old swinging ball.
Well, from just looking right here, I think it's in your neck.
Well, I have a huge neck. I have a huge neck. But there's not 100 pounds in my neck.
I don't know. Maybe.
Probably. I think 50.
Well, 50 on one side, 50 on the other. That's 100. That's easy math.
You're taller. Your shoulders are broader.
But I'm not 100 pounds taller.
I know.
You know what I mean? It's just weird to me, and it's aggravating. And that's what it is. It's aggravating, folks. But yeah. Hey, Russ Coulter, what's up, man? So, I would love to have gone to JoeCon, but just one of the cards for me.
Absolutely. So, we can talk about some toys?
Yeah, what'd you guys get?
I got some stuff.
All right.
Looks like you got some stuff.
So, I got a great story. I'm camping, and a guy posts on Michiana Star Wars group, which I don't even know how I got in this group. Kyle Moore probably added me or something. A guy posts a picture, and it's not a great picture, and it says all this stuff, $900, and I'll take no less. And so I'm looking at it, and there's complete 40th run, so even Celebration Luke.
Dibs.
Which is a 225 all day?
Yeah, it's at least 200.
Okay.
Yep, I've sold one for 200. I've sold one for 100, too, but so that's, you know, so there, that's a pretty good set. And then there's just a lot of just all over the place, like the new Force Link 2.0 crap, which is the 5 points of articulation, and just some great stuff, some junk. But you know, I do my thing. I like count it, and I count how much stuff there is, and there's like, I don't know, 100 items, and I'm like, well, geez, if they're $10 each, well, that's 1,000, and you know, I know that one's $200. So, you know, I just kind of start doing that, and so I reach out to the guy, and we start talking, and he goes, I go, hey, do you got anything else? And he goes, well, I do got this tote of 100 clone troopers carded. And I'm like, whoa, 100 more figures. And so we start talking about that. He goes, can you send me a picture? So this dude sends me a picture, and the picture is he's running by it and takes the picture. So it's like this blurry picture. I mean, you can't see anything. I did see one thing on the top of that pile, which I want to talk about real quick.
Real quick, before you pull it out.
Yeah.
I gotta read Azus's comment. Azus Rodriguez, I used to weigh 360, but now I'm 298. Just been hitting the gym and eating less fast food. Both me and my fiance are going together, and I'm really enjoying it. I listen to this podcast while I go and always look like a madman when I bust out laughing from what you guys say. So now, Azus, I want you to know, just for you, buddy, because I'm a motivational kind of guy, mid-podcast, I'm just going to be like, squat it out! Squat it out! Squat it out! Right in the middle, and just, I'm going to motivate you, buddy, because that's what we do.
Squat it out. Squat it out. Okay, so this might be hard for everybody to believe, but back in the day, I used to lift weights all the time, and I never once said or heard anybody say squatted out. I mean, that sounds like somebody's trying to tell you to take a shit.
There's no way that you and DeWitt, in the throes of passion, haven't yelled squatted out.
Well, maybe that, but that's not lifting weight. That's not squatting or, you know, under the squat rack.
So there's one figure I can make out in this thing. And I'm not kidding you. It's like the dude. It's the blurriest photo I've ever seen in my life. And it's this figure.
Oh.
Okay. Is that a clone trooper?
That is not a clone trooper.
No.
I know very little. It's also not a... What did I call it? Shadow Ninja or something? It's not a Cobra Ninja.
Cobra Ninja. Yeah. So, because of this card, which is just a funky card, which I love it. I think the card is really cool. I mean, this is not my Cobra Commander or anything, but it's a cool card, and it's one of those cards that you see it and you're like, I know what that's a Cobra Commander, and I'm not saying that this is a high dollar figure or anything, but I can tell you what's kind of fun about this is it's the first G.I. Joe figure I've probably bought in quite a while.
Probably a couple, maybe a year?
Yeah, you know, more? Realistically.
Is it for sale?
No.
Oh. What is that from? I've never seen that card back before.
I'm pretty sure it was a collector's club kind of thing.
Okay.
But I can't remember if this actually hit the stores or not.
That to me doesn't look collector's club.
Well, it actually says on it, G.I. Joe collector's club.
They're advertising for it.
But I don't know if it actually was a club figure or what it was. Somebody could probably give us the
history. Where are you at, Joe Crazy Bill?
Yeah. But regardless, so here's this tote. Well, so then I reach out to my two Star Wars guys, Kyle Moore and Guillermo.
Believe it was General Release Retaliation Line.
Weird.
According to Russ Coulter. And I believe him. He's pretty smart.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's nothing like us.
Yeah, we've seen him dominate some of our games.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
So anyway, so I'm like...
Joe Crazy Bill says it's a POC chase figure.
Ooh.
So...
Oh, Pursuit of Cobra.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, what the heck? I'll take a look. And so I reach out to these guys, and Kyle's like, you know, hey, it kind of really depends. And, you know, Guillermo says the same thing, but Guillermo's like, dude, you know, clone figures, they're $10 each.
Right.
And I'm like, I talk to the guy, and he goes, yeah, all that stuff pictured plus that tote, $900. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh. Well, you can
potentially pull $1,000 out of that tote, $10 a piece all
exactly,
day.
Exactly, yeah. So then I'm like, okay, so... You know, you're a 3-hour drive away. I'm camping right now. I can't do that drive this weekend. I got plans, but I'll send you some money to, you know, get you to take it off the table. And he goes, tell you what, throw $50 on. I'll drive it to you.
Done.
Done.
Done and dunner.
Done.
Now, so here's the question.
Yeah.
Did you meet him at a generic location?
He came to my house.
You invited him to your home?
To my home.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Actually, even two. It's him and his wife.
Okay.
I said, you guys need to go to the bathroom or anything? You can come in. Nope, we're good.
Oh, cool.
So.
Would you recommend to other people to do that?
Probably not. I mean, I had a gun, so.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. You know, it's... You assess things and look at things differently than the average person because of, you know, your background.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I'm constantly waiting for
background as a CIA agent.
Yeah.
CIA agent.
Yeah. So
I
don't have a problem. Roles. If I get like a heebie-jeebie feeling from somebody, no, it's not happening.
Then I just shoot them right in the face. No questions asked. I just put them down like a dog. Bury them out back.
I go through the lot. There's a lot of great stuff in it. Heidi, you know, does her thing. She really enjoys that. I did have one small problem. When we were loading the stuff into my garage, I accidentally left 3 boxes outside. They got downpoured on.
Oh, shit.
Don't worry about it. It was just one of them was a $50 12-inch Han on a Tauntaun.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And Ray on her speeder bike.
Ruined? Like, boxes ruined?
You know, actually, I left them out in the sun. Even better.
They're dry, but wrinkled as fuck.
Yes. And, you know, then I just priced them accordingly.
Right.
You know. And that Tauntaun was the weirdest damn thing. You'd get on eBay and look it up. You'd find one sell $60, free shipping. You'd find another one sells $20. $60 shipping and handling.
Oh, jeez.
You know, just some weird stuff. So let me ask you this, Steve. This is a good question for you. If you are selling on eBay, do you get charged for shipping and handling? Does a percentage come off for shipping and handling?
I don't believe so. So that's why people do that.
So if you sold something for 99 cents, but shipping and handling was $100,
yeah,
you're not going to have to pay. You're going to pay 10 cents or whatever it was.
You know, I believe that was the case. No, I haven't really
it's been a while.
Been doing eBay. Now, I did hear rumblings, and maybe they instituted this, that they were going to tack on for shipping as well somehow.
Mm.
But... Like I said, I haven't been... But you telling me that people do that makes me think that they must not have done that.
Which is pretty crazy.
I feel like I just said a lot of words that don't make any sense.
Thank you.
Russ says, I'm wrong, he's right. Joe says, haha, take Russ's Joe card. Middlecamp says, they changed it. They take it from the total you receive from the buyer. So they did change it. Hmm. And then Russ says correct in the fees. Not that we can trust Russ because he's obviously unreliable. So what else did you get, Trav?
I got a really neat little thing here.
Ooh.
I can't wait to show you guys.
Keep your pants on.
Yeah. Boom.
Oh, parts! Yeah. That's cool.
So here's what's funny.
Those are designed to be 6-inch scale, correct?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Here's what's funny. I don't know if I ever would have bought these in the store. I wanted them.
Right.
But I'm just, yeah.
That's, you know what? If I ever army build anything, that's what it's going to be. Orgs. Just orgs,
man. You know what the funny thing is? I haven't seen them in the store.
I haven't either. And I would buy some if I saw them.
Yeah. I think they came out real quick, and boom, they were gone. So I was like, it's a perfect example where I get something in a lot, or like that Cobra Commander. I'm like, eh, I'm just going to throw that in my collection.
Right.
So I got me some porgs.
Nice.
Yeah. Yep. This was an interesting box that was in there.
Hmm.
So this came from Hung Yutan.
Is that a person or a place?
I think it's a person.
Okay.
In Gaguzhou City, Guangdong. It's really Guangdong.
Guangdong.
Guangdong. And
Wow.
Oh, China. It's from China.
China. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Gotcha.
So, as you could imagine,
if you couldn't by yourself just go, I think that might be at least Asian in some nature, that's exactly what's wrong with
this. I was pretty comfortable with that. So,
bootlegs?
I'm going to probably guess bootlegs.
What do you got to have for?
Or one, huh? Let's see. So we got the stormtrooper who fell in Bantha crap. We got a shadow trooper. I like this figure a lot. We got a green clone.
Wow. What's the color significance? Is it rank? Rank? Yep.
Just a regular clone.
Actually, the one that fell in the poop is probably rank. No? All right, fine. Fuck it.
And a red one. Middle Camp asked me, because there was a lot of black series in this lot. Middle Camp asked me, hey, is there any red clone troopers? And look what I got.
Red clone trooper.
A red clone trooper.
The 100 clone troopers that you bought were all 6-inch?
No.
Oh, okay. Those were all 4-inch. Yeah. Okay.
God, that would have been a big score.
I was going to say.
So, Middle Camp.
That right arm looks pretty loose.
There's a lot of things that are some issues with this figure. You notice how Steve didn't pick one up and start posing one of these?
Right.
Yeah. So, I got one, buddy, if you're interested. But
wow. These? The porgs sold out in a day at Target. Chris said he grabbed a pack.
What's that?
Oh, the porgs sold out in a day, he said.
On a day, wow.
Yeah, these aren't great. Yeah, these are mediocre at best. Yeah. So, yeah. If you're gonna get these, Chris, I would either throw it away or put it in the back.
You know what though? Putting it on a shelf, like if you had clone troopers.
Look at his stance, because his legs are all bent. Zoom.
might have.
Fixed, hi guys.
Might have fit. Fix those legs a little bit.
Yeah. You should have had rainbow colors.
So if you're interested, Pete, $20 each.
I'm going to put it on my tab.
And then last but not least, and not from that lot, I actually got this a while ago. I'm going to blame Steve for these. But I picked up a knockoff Soundwave.
Okay, see now, a Soundwave I could get behind. That's pretty cool.
And
I thought we talked about this on the show already.
We didn't. You were the one that told me we didn't talk about it on the show.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'll trust you.
Okay. You said, yeah, we never talked about it. I was like, we never talked about it? So Soundwave is one of my, you know, I said I got five. Soundwave is one of my five.
Chris Middlecamp says, I meant orange and blue packages, but enjoy your KO crap. Eric wants to know if I have any Mythic Legion figures yet. Fuck no.
So, I got Soundwave. He's always been a figure that I really enjoyed. I will never change him into the boombox.
You're not a Transformers fan if he's not in a boombox. That's how I feel. If he's not a Ghetto Blaster, then I don't want to hear it.
I also picked up a couple extra cassettes for him.
Azu says it looks awesome. Eric says Eric wants to know what you get for it.
You know, I think.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'll take that question. He has no idea. He has no idea what he spent because he doesn't. Money is just not an option to him.
I thought it was 90. Or was it 80?
80 is what I gotta think.
Okay.
I think
we can safely say it's between 80 and 90.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I can look on Facebook. And I would say, you know, probably $80 would be my guess.
Because I think the legit Soundwave is well over 200, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to have a Soundwave. I always thought his boombox was stupid, but...
God, you guys are just terrible people.
Well, it's bigger. It's like as big as the cab on Optimus Prime. So
$78.
So we'll make fun of Optimus for having a little cab.
$78 free shipping.
It's a way you could go.
Yep. So about $80, and then this pack of the two extra cassettes, which it says is Rumble and Jaguar.
Jaguar.
Were $23, but I that's Rampage, right? Ravage.
Ravage is the dog. Rampage is... Isn't he the one that shakes the ground?
I think Rampage is he's the alligator, right? That climbs the buildings? Or is that the monkey? I don't know.
Anyway, I got two little extra cassettes.
Cool. Do they go in his chest?
Yep, one will go in his chest.
And then the bird on his shoulder turns into a cassette as well,
right? Yep, Laserbeak could go in his, chest as well.
No, these are right.
Yeah,
maybe I don't.
They're cases for your cassettes.
Yeah. I thought that they were. I thought he came with the Energon cube.
I think that's probably in the box.
Okay.
I don't think he has an Energon cube. So this was the box.
Oh yeah, you need to make him a boom box.
Oh yeah, he does have a cube.
So you can actually. He doesn't have it out of the box, but there's actually a clear Energon cube that'll go on here, and it'll because he always made the holder, the Kate, whatever you want to call that, that they used to put the Energon in the TV show.
Came with a little mini Megatron.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, came with the gun. Yeah, so, I don't know, I love this figure. He was, I'd probably say he is my second favorite Decepticon.
Really?
Yeah,
right
I don't know.
Behind Megatron?
Yeah, right behind Megatron. Something about him.
You're not a Starscream
guy. I don't know, huh? I love Starscream too. Starscream's my number three.
I hate Starscream's voice.
I love
the original Starscream? Cobra Commander?
If I'm remembering correctly, then yes.
Yeah. I just, you know, for a knockoff, I was really impressed with this figure. I thought they did a good job.
Just knocked off Laserbeak.
Just knocked him off. So I was pretty happy with it. But that's it. That's what I got.
What's up, Steven?
What do I got?
Yeah.
All right. I figured this was a perfect time. Show this. I got this a while ago.
While we're Facebook Live, even though he didn't know we were going Facebook Live.
Didn't know.
I knew.
Had no idea.
But I've talked many times on this show about how my favorite lightsaber in the Star Wars world is the green lightsaber that Luke Skywalker had.
Well, yeah, because you love nice day battles.
I do.
So
really quick. Chris says Ravage. Yep. That means I was right, I think. Eric Munez says, what's the address to the shop? I want to send a gift.
614 East Colby. 614 East Colby, Whitehall, one word, Michigan, 49461.
I bet it's keto diet meal plan. Keto.
Keto.
Keto. Keto.
Keto.
Yep.
Throw out anything with sugar. Up your fiber.
Yep, throw out everything with taste.
Joe Ryan just got in. He has joined us.
Hey, what's up, Joe?
Says he's on the toilet, so don't
nice.
Mind. Don't mind him. All right, back to Steven and his
my
new toy.
Jedi Luke Skywalker lightsaber. This is the Hasbro release. I always wanted this one. Saw it at a show. And
what show?
Kane County.
Really?
Yes. You don't remember this?
I do.
So, anyways, this thing's pretty cool. I don't know. I mean, it's real steel. feel it. I don't know if you've ever felt these new, these nicer ones.
I've held something very similar to this. Not quite this, though. It's somewhat made the same sound.
Yeah, they got the one cheaper ones in the stores. The blades are almost the same, too. Stop.
Hey, there's cheaper ones at Cerulea's.
Oh. So anyways, this is pretty cool.
What about me?
I was a little bit upset. Yeah. Oh, just, I'll hand to you in a second. I was a little bit upset because I was expecting this to be, like, real thin, because the real Luke Skywalker one is, like, maybe the width of my finger in this little section right here. But I guess Hasbro doesn't really got that in scale, and this is a little too big. Actually, this makes me kind of want to get into these, like, Saberforge ones, but they cost, like, $400. I'd like to get one of those. I have a more accurate-sized hilt, and they have the thin neck on it and everything else. But for $90, I think I paid for this at that show. It's pretty cool, and it has really good motion control.
Why are you asking if I remember this? Like, I was there with you.
You were there with me. I borrowed money from you to buy it.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you pay that back?
No. No.
I don't remember this.
Well, that's because you're a shitty businessman.
What do you think there, Peter?
I think that this is the stupidest thing in the world. not the lightsaber. There's a label on here that says this device complies with Part 15 of the FCC rules. That means the operation of this is subject to the following two conditions. This device may not cause harmful interference. So they're guaranteeing that it won't cause any sort of... So, like, if you have a pacemaker, you can use this, and it won't harm you, which is awesome. So...
Which is why Pete's not falling over dead.
Joe Crazy Bill said, big money.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but borrowed it from Travis, who doesn't ever count his money, so he never knows.
What are you doing?
You just had something on your ear. I was trying to get it.
Creepy.
Isn't Dark Helmets is green, isn't it?
Jesus. I don't know if it was.
It is. Pretty sure it is. No, it's red because his is green. The good one. The good is green, bad is red.
The Schwartz?
The Schwartz.
See, your Schwartz is as big as mine.
My Schwartz is as big as mine. Hmm. I'm surrounded by assholes. That's cool, Steve. I get it.
Jesus says it looks awesome.
It is awesome.
And I'm pretty sure he's omnipotent, so he knows all, and he's right.
Awesome, Steven.
And I can't wait, because my Hot Toys Jedi Luke is inbound.
Ooh.
And he's going to have...
Yeah, that scale's not going
to
be right.
So he'll be holding it, and you'll be standing next to it. You'll be battling
Luke Skywalker.
Yes.
Everybody's like, I was battling my little Luke Skywalker. Everybody thinks he's jacking off. No, he was actually battling his little Luke Skywalker. So...
So that's it for me. That is...
Well, I picked up a lot from Travis of Turtles a while back, and we just kind of finished sorting and going through it all, and I'm a Turtles guy. I've always been a Turtles guy, and I give Steven shit for Motu, but I'm willing to admit when shit's screwed up, and I'm sorry, Turtles, okay? are you kidding me right now? This is one example of what in the fuck. Example number two is this shredder. This shredder turns into a little drill machine, like a miniature technodrome driller, and then he folds out of it, but it doesn't ever come off of his body. It just kind of... Are you kidding me right now, Playmates? This is a Donatello, a construction Donatello that turns into a little bulldozer. And then this is a Donatello that is a helicopter.
That is a turtle?
These are turtles. Yep, 1993, the people at Playmates started doing acid.
Jesus said, I remember I had that shredder as a kid.
Yeah. I'm sorry, like, I look at this now, and I look back and I go, if my mom would be able to give this to me, like, why don't you love me?
This is a nightmare. Ugh. So, but there was quite a few good figures in there. I added a Dr. L to my collection. I added a Sandstorm to my collection. Both complete. I got a second, actually a nicer Hothead that is complete, which is awesome. So,
Hothead, who's that?
The dragon, the red dragon.
Okay.
So Sandstorm is the camel that is like offensively looked dressed like Aladdin, and then Dr. L is the like tribal African elephant. So, so some good finds in there. I appreciate Trav giving me first right of refusal on that lot. I think that's pretty much it for me, except for I did. I got my hands on an SDC exclusive NECA turtle set.
So you say, but you don't have it.
I'm going to bring up every single time we record to rub it in. So the person I bought it from is very trustworthy. So
Ryan said, "Oh, good. I need a Sandstorm and a Hothead. Perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So."
Jesus said, even as a kid, I was like, what the hell is this?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So yeah, that's pretty much it for me. And of course, there's also, you know, the classics in there too. I don't know if this, I don't know. I don't know what this is supposed to be. I don't know what it's supposed to do. But
backflip?
I think it actually is supposed to, yes. But shit got away from me a little bit, Playmates. And yeah, so, but yeah, that's it for me. So
perfect. So I got a little bit of toy drama.
Ooh, just, you know, Kyle Moore just came in the house.
Hey, what? Kyle.
All that stuff we said about him earlier.
I love that when Kyle Moore comes in my house.
So I'm gonna have to do this from memory because I lost the actual thing, and Travis was, you know, kind enough to tell me, you gotta screenshot those, bro. But. So
how long did it take you to figure out how to screenshot on your ex?
I looked it up away.
I had to Google it. Yeah, I screenshot everything, dude.
Yeah. So I'm in one of the Motu groups. I don't know if it's Motu Nation or which one it actually was, but one of these guys posted a picture of the new those Mega Constructs little figures, and it was, I believe, Faker. Now, I don't know what you guys are getting wherever you guys live and that are hearing and seeing this, but here we haven't gotten any of those since He-Man and Skeletor.
Yes, He-Man and Skeletor are still on the shelf.
I was fortunate enough to get Beastman. I think Guillermo sent me a Beastman, but no Teela's, no Faker.
Now are these the big, like, they're like a Funko Pop, or they're made out of Legos?
No, they're like a like a Mega Bloks figure, right? Wouldn't that be a good way to describe it?
The little Halo.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. They're not the ones that are in the mix where they look like they're built out of Lego. Okay.
So, I saw this post. I thought it was funny. Guy was in one of the Motu groups, and he was selling them for $15.
Okay.
And
it's not horrible. They run five, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I obviously scalper here. But, you know, $5 to get it.
Yeah.
$5 to ship it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and to be honest, I never saw that post. I never saw the post for $15. What I did is saw the post of the guy saying, "Why did you remove my post?" And he showed the picture of the Faker. And I read the comments below, and basically people were like, "Scalping.
Mm-hmm.
You're scalping." And he's like, "I thought this was a trade site. Yeah. You know, we can trade and sell here." Yeah, you can, but there's a rule in the site.
Yep.
No scalping. $15 is way too much. In their opinion, he's scalping.
So you can only sell for retail value on the site?
That's what I want to talk about. Because it's like, okay, the dude's like, "Dude, there's my time. I bought it. I'm going to have to ship it. I'm going to have to do, you know, by the time I spend $5, bring it home." I think it was $15 shipped, I think was the price. Uh-huh. And people were like, "No, you know, you can sell in here, but it's more like helping a person out than, you know, we don't want you making too much money." So
then fuck you.
Yeah, and that's basically what he said. And I felt I was on that guy's side. I'm like, you know, I thought, now if he had said 25, that'd have been
different
a
story. Yeah.
What about 20?
I think that's pretty high still. $5 item.
I think 15 is right on.
I do too. You're doubling your money.
And I just, you know,
just so you know, Joe Crazy Bill says he's seen him in GR.
You saw Faker, Joe? Get me one. Or Bill? Sorry. Your name is...
Why would he know your name?
I'll never grasp it.
Why would he know your name? We've only been lovers for...
If you see Faker or Tila, I need them both.
So does anybody ever bitch, like, to Target? That they're doubling their money on
they
those
do.
Figures?
Oh, yeah. They do.
Fucking assholes. Oh, wow. You know, it only cost them 30 cents to make this. You're going to sell it for $19.99?
So here's what I want... The question I want to pose to you two is... How do you run a site with a rule like that? I mean, where... Because it's all relative on what is...
Your opinion.
Scalping and what is not.
Yeah. Well, I mean, depends if people say that you're scalping.
Right. If anyone out there has that opinion...
If no one ever comments on it...
I don't know. Sounds ridiculous. I think if you have a buy... If you have a site where buying and selling is allowed, then I think it needs to be the discretion of the buyer, and whether or not that's a fair price, you just don't buy it. Sounds ridiculous to me.
I'm with you.
I concur.
I mean, obviously, I'm a POS. I'm the scalper in the room. But I mean, pizza business, man. We're standing in his business. He's got to make money. If he doesn't make money, the business isn't here. And these vape heads don't get their precious juice.
And we don't have a great vape place heads. To podcast.
Vape heads.
Hey, I'll tell you what. It's no different. I'm selling shit that people are addicted to. So, just like people are addicted to Motu.
Yeah, but that's a healthy addiction.
What?
That's a healthy addiction.
Hobby Lobby said Kokomo is selling the new Spider-Man and X-Men waves at $36.50. So...
Per figure?
Yeah. Well, they're hot. I mean, no one else has them.
That's the Venom wave?
No. It's the, No. It's the Doc Ock wave. Doc Ock.
Oh, Doc Ock. You know, Chris... Did
the
Chris
BAF is ridiculous. You got Doc Ock.
He got it.
Yep.
So okay. I saw a post...
He got it cheaper. I don't think he paid that much. He didn't pay that much, though. The BAF is like some Spider-Man robot from a comic, I think. Oh, it's...
Stupid.
And I haven't read the comic, so it's hard for me to relate with it, but it is maybe one of the worst BAFs ever made.
Worse than the Tiger with the gun arm?
You know what? I actually like the Tiger with the gun arm.
Worse than the golden robot from Spaceballs? What was that thing called?
The golden robot.
Was it Warlock or whatever?
I love Warlock.
Oh, that figure was dumb.
I read the comic, and I want him to make the New Mutants. Yeah. And
Red Onslaught's terrible.
I think you're going to hate this Spider-Man even more.
I'm a hateful, spiteful person.
Yeah.
So.
I was pretty bummed to see that the Doc Ock doesn't have Bendy.
Yeah, it kind of stinks. He looks amazing, though.
He's fantastic.
Yep.
Is he like shitty bowl cut?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love shitty bowl cut Doc Ock, man.
Jesus says he's also seen around his area. He'll keep an eye out if you'd like. Oh, yeah. Steve will take any... I mean, don't worry. He'll all pay right. you. But any kind of thing that makes him feel like a superstar... he'll take it. Okay.
Jesus, I need you to do me a favor.
His name's Jesus. Okay.
When you get those, I need you to send him a picture. $25 shipped. Okay.
Middle Camp paid $29 for Doc Ock. That's a good price, especially to get him. I mean,
but he's not the BAF. You think they would have done what they did with Vulture?
No, they didn't.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Give him like awesome arms, articulated arms, like
crazy arms.
Sweet.
Commodore said, "Fuck all that shit. I have it. You want it? Pay me."
that's exactly why you're still sitting on your celebration loot, Kyle.
No, did Kyle say that?
Yeah.
I thought you said Carl Miller.
No, Kyle.
Kyle.
Did. Kyle did.
You can get off his lawn while you're at it. Damn it.
Yeah, that's some pretty good drama right there. I just, you know, it's the way people are, though. Oh. Some of those groups, I've seen them. They do have some pretty... So, you know, I'm the admin for Mishka Toy Traders. Pete is, too. And the thing I tell people, stay out of it.
Yeah, if you don't like what somebody's selling, how they're selling it, or what they want for it, swipe. Just keep scrolling, man. I don't know if you guys know this or not.
Swipe left or swipe right?
No, swipe. Just swipe up. Okay. I don't know if you guys realize this or not, but if you scroll up on Facebook, it'll never stop. It'll just keep scrolling. It'll just keep scrolling. You know? I just let it go. It's not worth it at all. Nobody cares about your opinion.
Chris said it doesn't even come with the bath piece.
The Doc Ock doesn't?
Oh, boy.
It's still beautiful, though. I mean, and if you look at Mysterio, too. I mean, I don't know if he's
come down a little bit. Didn't they just do a Mysterio?
Yeah, but that Mysterio is still... I mean, he was crazy in prices. Mm-hmm. At King County, I mean, I had... So I had two of them, and I think I had them in my booth for $35. And somebody come in and goes, dude, the only other person here that's got them has got them for like $50.
Well. You ever notice he can recall 6 shows ago how many of what he had and what he was asking for versus what he sold them for? But you're like, hey, how much did you pay for that? Nah, I don't know.
Yeah, he doesn't know that I owe him $100.
Right.
I'd be shocked if it's only 100.
Honestly, I have not paid my own. Of all the toys I bought at cons with you, Trav, I have not spent my own money in 2.5 years. So,
Kyle Moore said, "Sold that Luke for $225 in Indy, Pete. Suck it."
Oh, that poor guy. So,
all right, what else we got? Anything?
You know, honestly, I think that pretty much wraps it up. Oh, holy shit! I can't believe I almost forgot about this. I don't know if you guys heard, but today, Disney put out, or maybe it's yesterday or something. So, you know, Disney originally was going to buy Fox.
They bumped it to $71
billion. $71
billion. Billion dollars!
So, you know, how crazy is this? You know what they paid for Marvel? And I think it was about the same. Marvel and Star Wars.
Star Wars was $4
billion. Yeah, Star Wars was $4 billion.
And I think that's what they paid for Marvel. Was right around that. I mean...
$71 billion. That is unfathomable.
Yeah.
Okay, Disney is going to do it? Or they bumped the price up in their...
Well, no, they bumped it up and Fox accepted, but I think it's still... There's a chance...
Yeah, Comcast probably still has a grace period to jump in and say, we'll give you 72 or whatever.
And then it also still has to go in front of, like, the government... The government has to approve it. But since that, there was another huge, I can't remember what, somebody bought AT&T or something stupid like that. I don't know. And the government said, yeah. So they've kind of allowed this kind of stuff already to happen. So, you know, it probably is going to happen now. So, like, we're way out, okay? But I've seen a great example today. Rodriguez posted, am I the only one? And I mean, we're all going to say yeah already, yeah. But yeah.
You are.
Yep. Who doesn't want the X-Men universe in the MCU? So Matt does not want, if Disney gets them, he does not want Marvel to put them in the same movie universe.
Matt doesn't like Game of Thrones. And likes Nickelback. I don't care what he thinks about anything ever. So Matt will always go with the unpopular opinion to try to strike up a conversation with someone because that's the only way people will talk to him.
So we just had about our
shit. Are we still recording? No, I totally see where he's coming from, and It would be definitely hard to explain the whole mutant registration aspect of the X-Men because that's so important. The whole conflict between Magneto and Xavier is exactly that. It's the two different ways of doing things. And yes, we have the Sokovia Accords in the Marvel Universe and those things, but I think that it would end up being one of Marvel's first mistakes is to try to get everybody into that same universe. They could very easily do a standalone X-Men universe and give us a ton of great content and a ton of, I mean, just movie after movie after movie of good stuff. I think that would be really cool. As far as the Fantastic Four,
I think that's the easy one to incorporate
into the Marvel universe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I. You know what? I would have said three, 4 years ago. I would have said no.
Yeah.
But they did it with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy is out there, man. Yeah. And you know, and Fantastic Four is pretty out there as well. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that the Marvel Cinematic Universe needs more. I think, you know, let it be its own thing and let it breathe and let it be what it's going to be on its own.
Yeah.
And then maybe pull some aspects of. I don't know. I would still love to see my new Avengers. You know, my Black Panther, my Reed Richards, my Iron Man, which you can't do that without combining the universes in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. But they could do a separate universe, and they could do a crossover event. One of the worlds colliding, and it's their world and our world, and we've got to kill this world. And I mean,
you know what's so funny, though, is you would have thought a story like that 10 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago, hell, a year ago, you would have been like, I don't think you could sell separate realities.
Right.
To a bunch of people, and then they come out with Infinity War.
Right.
And you're like, you know what? These guys could do no wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, they killed Black Panther and Spider-Man.
Right.
I mean,
that's where I was going to go with it, too. I think Matt's crazy if he thinks that Disney or the people behind Marvel wouldn't get a hold of the X-Men and just kill it.
Isn't it Feige?
Feige.
I hear people say Feige more than anything.
See, I thought it was Kevin Feige.
But it may be. I don't know.
That's just me reading it. I don't, you know. I'm not Travis, so I'm not sure. Figa?
So,
is it Figa?
Well, the point is...
I love your point.
He does that to me. He just won't shut up. He just keeps throwing shit in. And it's just
is it Fiagi? Does it rhyme with Miyagi?
Scrambles my brain. I sit there and I listen quietly to his 10-minute long bullshit rant. And then I try to talk and he just derails.
Why are you blaming it on him?
Because that's what we do here.
That's what we do here.
No, I think that we... And by the way, I think it's funny that in the last episode, when we talked about whether or not you would want things recast, you said you totally wanted them recast and then named almost every single character and said, but I want that one to stay the same, and I want that one to stay the same, and I want that one to stay the same. I say bullshit. As much as I love
Fassbender.
Hugh Jackman and Fassbender, and it would be hard to get rid of them, I say no, wipe the slate clean, get all this new people in there, and I think... that Disney and Feige, as I was saying, I think they can do no wrong. If they pulled off Infinity War like they have, they can do it. Hell, they could bring the DC universe in.
Yeah.
And make it make sense.
They would.
You know?
That's what I said on there. Jeremy was kind of saying that he agreed with Matt a little bit, you know, on this. And I said, Jeremy, you're wrong. And he said... you know, I don't know if you're serious or not. And I'm like, I don't know why I'd say that. I'm always serious. And then he goes, I said, listen, Jeremy, trust Marvel. Just trust them. You know? And he said, I do. Right. He goes, I love everything they've done. They've never let me down. So, I don't know. We'll see. It's going to be fun. And, man, I think I just look at us nerds, man. Right. It is. Think about how spoiled we are.
Have you guys watched Jessica Jones yet? The second season?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Luke Cage is dropping tomorrow. Sunday.
God, I gotta get caught
up. Oh, really?
Yeah, June 22nd, right? Nice. I believe. So,
I already said, Hugh Jackman.
I love me some Hugh Jackman, but
so
I...
So do I, but I'm good. I'm good with Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm to the point of where, you know, before Logan, I was like, no, you can't have anybody else be.
Here's one thing I would like to see. I would like to see Hugh Jackman in Deadpool, though.
Oh yeah, they gotta do that
because just because of the whole all the things
they
that Ryan has said about
Ryan and him.
You know, but other than that, I want to see a short, stocky, yellow suited, dude playing Logan. That
Jesus
would be awesome.
Says he agrees. Start fresh and go from there. They've been doing it right so far and love what they put out. I agree too, Jesus. Start fresh, except for Fassbender.
McAvoy,
Jack
Lawrence,
Nightcrawler.
And you like the guy that plays Beast?
Too. Beast.
I love the guy that plays Beast.
I do too.
And I love him in those BMW commercials too.
Yeah, he's just smart.
But you know what?
I want
him as Hank, but I want Kelsey Grammer when he's Beast. That's what I want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When he turns into Beast, it's got to be Kelsey Grammer. So, you know.
So, Joe Cradesville threw in a good one. He said, Don't forget the Star Wars shutdown on other movies. So this is interesting, okay? Pete, I'm going to give you this for a little bit here. So what's interesting about this, so the story is... The story.
Am I holding it wrong?
Such an asshole.
The story is that there is insider information that has come out saying now they're going to hold back on the standalone movies, Obi-Wan, Boba Fett. But here's the deal: Disney never said they were doing those movies. They never came out and said they were even doing them, but there was insider information that they were. So now people are saying, well, Solo did so bad, which sucks, because Solo was good. Solo did you see Solo yet?
Yes, yeah. So we did.
Yeah, I mean, we all liked it.
I was there for the review episode.
Great, I'm glad you. I'm glad your opinion mattered to me.
I have totally been erased from Travis's life. I used to get constant texts about doing this. Now I just get Snapchats when he's already there. I get Snapchats from the campground. I get Snapchats from the pier. And then he's videotaping people running down the pier, and it's the husband and not the wife, dumbass.
She wasn't there.
So I don't know anything anymore. Hey, Courtney's watching. Hey, Courtney. Hey, what's up, Lori? Yeah, how you doing? All right. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, Trav, pick up right where you left off. I'll see you do that.
So, here's the deal. This stuff, this people saying this insider information, it's garbage. Honestly. I don't think they had Obi-Wan plans. It's maybe on the burner. But I think what we really are getting is the third part of the current trilogy. I believe that they really are doing the Rian Johnson trilogy.
I don't know what that means.
Rian Johnson's the director of The Last Jedi. They gave him his own trilogy, so he's going to make his own story that isn't supposed to tie into the Skywalker story. That isn't really the Skywalker
story. And that probably will be good, though.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Except Rian Johnson's claim to fame, from what I can tell, is he just likes to zig.
Is that why he left AC/DC?
So, did you see that? Did you watch that little thing from? And you might have actually watched it when you got the movie. Did you see the?
This is why I love podcasters. My Podcasters of the Universe is my number one podcast. I get the complete thoughts on that show. That's fun.
Did you see that from the documentary, from the behind the scenes from Last Jedi? Did you see the interview with Luke?
Yeah.
With holy crap.
Yeah.
Like, Pete, he's like, right, I don't know if you probably didn't watch it, but he's on there actually talking about how I totally fundamentally disagree with the direction of this movie.
Who's that?
Mark Hamill.
Luke.
No shit.
Yeah.
It's almost, and I've heard Mark say those words.
Yes.
But to see it in that documentary.
Yes. And where Rian Johnson's like, you know, he doesn't like it, but, you know, I mean, he's...
It's like, dude, when Luke Skywalker is saying, you ain't doing Luke Skywalker right.
Yeah.
You listen, Pete. Pete had his hand raised, by the way.
I asked that same question. How do you, in a franchise as large as Star Wars that has spanned such a long time, how do you not take direction from the people that are involved in it? Mark Hamill tells you that something's not right or doesn't feel right, you got to at least listen. You got to at least take a good hard look at that.
Yeah.
Because, again, he's fucking Luke Skywalker, man.
Yeah. See, you know, but there is the other side of that. Where
okay,
you
yes,
go,
if Rose was like, I'm not really feeling this, then fine, tell Rose to shut up.
But I also understand the other side of it is you have this vision. It doesn't work for him because, obviously, I get it, too. Mark Hamill, you're turning Luke, who was this hope, you know, this...
Yeah,
he was a new hope.
Yes, you know, you're turning him into this just curmudgeon. And Rian Johnson even said in that thing, he goes, oh, he's, you know, he's the new, he's Obi-Wan. You're not Luke anymore, you're Obi-Wan. And I'm like, no, Obi-Wan wasn't a bitch.
You've got to let him come back from that. I get it.
Yes.
You go to the island and you're shut up. Well, you know what? You come back, you defeat everybody.
That's called a good story arc.
Right. And you bring it back to where it needs to be. Why couldn't we give him one more movie? And even if
it, why did they kill him?
Even if they would have killed him 20 minutes into the next movie. Okay. all right, I'm okay. But the way they did it, it just, and again, I'm not born and bred tried and true Star Wars like you guys are. If I can look at it and I can see a problem, that's a problem. Because if you're trying to bring new people into this, mm-hmm. and guys that don't understand the true depth of that Star Wars universe, if you're asking them to get on board with this and they're not feeling it, you're not gaining new people, and you're alienating all the people that you had. There was 1,000 ways to do The Last Jedi to make 90% of Star Wars fans happy and just keep things moving forward. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to be a little bit edgy. They wanted to be a little bit different. I get that. That's what Kylo Ren is. Kylo Ren is a new edge on an old sword, but they just didn't do it right. They screwed the pooch. They straight up screwed the pooch.
Two things I want to comment on. You're absolutely right, Trav. Luke, in that movie, if they tried to make Luke the new Obi-Wan, they failed. Obi-Wan was the one that said, you must go with me to the Dagobah system if you are to learn the ways of the Force. He was the one jerking on Luke's arm saying, come with me, we need to go on an adventure.
That's Liam Neeson, right?
No. So, you're absolutely right. When he said that in that interview, I was like, what are you talking about? I don't understand your Star Wars if this is the way you're talking about. Secondly, I think Rian Johnson suffers from this problem. He wanted to do something unexpected more than he wanted to do something good. That is it. It's like, okay, when you make The Force Awakens and it's huge and you set up all these different storylines that should go, you know, Rey has this connection to the Skywalker lightsaber and there's all these things going on and you set this stuff up and you're like, what did Star Wars do for 2 years? They sit around and they say, well, wouldn't it be cool if this happens? And I think this is Rey's father and this is the connection. And they come up with almost every possible way that you could play the next movie. What did Rian Johnson do? He says, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do something no one saw coming. Well, that sucks. The only one thing that no one saw coming sucks. Yep, I'm going to do that because no one see it coming, and I'm going to say I was freaking revolutionary. No, you weren't revolutionary. You fucked it up. That's what you did. You fucked it up. And it wasn't that bad of a movie. I was actually enjoying myself. I didn't mind Curmudgeon Luke. I didn't mind all that stuff because I thought we were heading towards an awesome story arc where Luke walks in there, saves the day. But no, he doesn't even really show up, and then you kill him. You kill the guy. You can't come back from that. I mean, he can be a Force ghost, sure, but you really can't come back from that. We didn't get the send-off. I'll tell you why the prequels ruled, and I am not usually a prequel guy. I don't sit up here and say, they were fantastic. They got their issues, but I'll tell you why they ruled. Because when Yoda walked into that damn thing in Attack of the Clones, and Anakin is defeated, and Obi-Wan is defeated, and Dooku's standing there, and you see Yoda walk in there, you're like, God, this would be so cool. You've seen Yoda all these years, and I've always wondered what it would be like to see Yoda fight and kick some ass. And freaking George Lucas gave us that, and he gave it to us in epic style. Same thing he gave us with the fight with Obi-Wan and Anakin in Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
He didn't say, hey, everybody's been expecting Anakin and Obi-Wan to fight, so I'm going to do what no one sees coming and have them shake hands and part ways, and that's going to be the big thing. And then Anakin just trips on a stone and falls in the lava, and that's why he's in a suit. And he hates Obi-Wan because Obi-Wan didn't help him. He didn't do something stupid just because no one would see it coming. He gave us what we wanted. I didn't get Luke kicking ass with this son of a bitch right here. I didn't get that. And I'll forever think it was a bad decision.
Here. Why does Steve never hold the phone? Courtney wants to know. Kyle says in all caps, move on already. Harley and Michaela Jackson say LOL.
Oh, I'm glad Harley made it.
Yeah, and then Courtney is Courtney posted a sleeping emoticon. So good. So good. So
anyways, back to that. I think I'm hoping that's bullshit. That whole insider, they're going to scrap those.
Yeah.
I think an Obi-Wan Kenobi movie is what we need to have.
I agree.
Everybody wants that with Ewan McGregor.
I just read the Marvel comic. Where'd I get it? It was one of those books I picked up at Ollie's. I bought a big old thick paperback of...
Dude, Ollie's had actually a really decent selection. Yeah, I was surprised.
Yeah. So I bought the Star Wars one. And it had a little section, like one book in there that was Obi-Wan. And it was him on Tatooine, and he was keeping an eye on Luke, and he couldn't protect, you know, all these other people are getting abused, and he, he was refraining from helping them because he didn't want people to know where he was and all this. And man, it was cool. It was really enjoyable. And as I was reading that book, all I could see was Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor.
Yep.
Everyone wants that.
Yeah.
I think
Ewan McGregor is the prequel Obi-Wan, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
What's the actor's name?
Sir Alec Guinness.
Sir Alec Guinness.
Yep.
Good beer, that family.
They wanted to bring him back, but
he's dead.
He's not supporting it. He was never a fan of Star Wars.
Really?
He wasn't.
Yeah,
he wasn't. It's honestly true. He bitched about it all the time.
Azus says, I read that Kathleen Kennedy is out and will be replaced with someone else, but not sure if that's true.
I hope that's true.
You hope it's true?
I hope that's true. I kind of
How can we
doubts.
Have a woman in charge of Star Wars? Is that what's going wrong?
No. But that woman in charge of Star Wars is, I think, going wrong, in my opinion.
Well, I think too. And
Heidi Bowles is watching.
Wow, ooh, Heidi,
she's here. Hi, ooh. Heidi. Ben Talmadge joined us.
You know the thing that and Steve brought it up on the last one, and we do need to move on because we can only spend so much time talking about this. But the reality of it is, I think they're trying so hard to shove something down people's throats, and then when that hasn't worked, they are saying that if you don't like it, it's because you're racist.
Racist, sexist, homophobic. I don't even know where the homophobic comes from.
Finn's gay.
They've not given us any proof of that.
No,
so
Lando's banging a robot, a hippie robot, but
so they're doing that, and so then they're saying that, and that's then making it even worse because as soon as you start accusing someone of being, you know, racist or sexist or something like that, and then they're like, fine, F Star Wars.
Yeah.
You know, I'm done. I'll go watch the Marvel movies that they're doing. Guess what they're doing?
Having fun.
They're having fun. Yeah.
Having fun over at Marvel.
Oh, guess what? You think it'd be really cool if half the people died at the end of this movie? everybody thinks that'd be cool. They did it. Yeah.
Heidi, what is Travis trying to do with that toy? It's not even a Transformer, is it? No, Heidi, it's actually a Ninja Turtle Transformer epic abortion that they did back in 93, so...
It is one weird-ass toy.
Chris says, I think it's a Ninja Turtle Transformer. Heidi says, oh, it is! He has trouble with those. Thank you so much for coming out, Heidi.
That's why Soundwave is always going to be in robot form.
That's why my Protectron is still all in its individual pieces.
One of these days, I'm going to be down alone in Travis's basement, and I'm going to turn that into a cassette.
It's going to stay a cassette forever.
He's not going to be able to get it back.
You son of a bitch. Like, I can't even comprehend what... What is?
It's a bulldozer.
It is a bulldozer, but yeah. I mean,
I think it has to go. I think you do this because this is the bucket, isn't it? See?
Oh, and that was a shell. Yeah.
All right. So, what I think we should do because we're getting to the end of this thing, right?
Do we have to be?
How many listeners do we have right now?
Nine.
Yeah. Nine.
We've lost a few, but we got some
new
ones.
Gained. I mean, we've gone.
Yeah. Oh, Harley and Michaela say they wish they had an Ollie's around them.
Yeah.
So
that's neat.
I haven't even stepped foot in there. Any questions out there for the nine people that are listening? Anything you want us to address before we go off?
Oh, I'm going to let you hold it so I can close the show. So.
Because you don't think we're going to get questions?
I think we should. I'm having a good time. I'm enjoying our time together.
I am too. We can keep going.
Yeah.
I can go all night. Do we want to play a game? Guess what the stain is on Pete's shirt?
Are you tickling me, you son? Look at this bastard.
Look at him. What are you doing? You hit finish.
You did? It's your fault.
I was just tickling Steve and he hit finish on the live video.
It's your freaking fault. That is not my fault. I'm gonna save it.
You gotta post it.
Saving.
Oh.
That's on you.
So this is the last two podcasts. I actually have cried. I've laughed so hard that my stomach the next day, during Pete's last top 10, where he did the top 10 heralds, I thought my stomach was going to bust. That right there got me pretty good, too.
So stupid.
So if you were listening to the live video, or if you were on Facebook Live...
Are you going back on?
It's on, yeah, it's live now. We got one follower.
Now you get to see us. You get to hear us.
Yeah, you get to see or hear how that went down.
I'm going to try to get some of the listeners back, and we'll explain what just happened. So, Vernetta's watching. Hi, Vernetta.
Oh, we got some different blood. Should we end the audio podcast and stick around at live?
Chris Middlecup says, classic. Jesus is laughing and crying. Well, for those of you guys that haven't realized it yet, the Tickle Monster got Steven and his fat finger finished the live video. So, yes, Vernetta, you can come to the shop. We're down here. Come down and see us. So, So they got a little bit out of hand in here. So... We are really excited about the new microphone and trying that out for the podcast. We're really excited about being able to hopefully do groups again, larger groups like we did, and have better sound quality. We've got four people watching. Now, you guys want to go ahead and do the toys? Talk about the toys we got?
Yeah.
So, do you want to end the audio podcast and then stick around live for a little bit?
Sure.
All right.
Let's do that.
All right. Yeah. All right. So, well, that was our little show. That was our little experiment with our microphone. Hopefully, the sound quality is good. We're going to end the audio podcast. Not that it matters to you because you can't see it, but we're sticking around on Facebook Live for a little while.
We got a special guest coming in. So, man, oh, man.
Elizabeth said we're still talking.
Yes. So.